In this short bonus episode in my inspiring excerpt series, violin maker Theo Marx talks about discovering these, as he calls them, compelling wooden boxes and his childhood.
Violins and violas and cellos have been in my life for as long as I can remember. My father played in the Vancouver Symphony when I was born. And growing up, he had a, as we grew up, he stopped playing with the symphony and became a full-time private teacher of violin. And I had three older brothers who were already playing by the time I could walk. So it was just a constant part, a daily a part of our life. I knew nothing other than that these compelling wooden boxes were just around.
In this next clip, he talks about learning the cello and how his father's enthusiasm for details was an inspiration to go deeply into the process.
I very quickly felt a calm and a respite and an enjoyment of the... I think it helps that our father was a real... he really enjoyed the physical, the technical aspect of playing. And we would sometimes wake up for school and he would already have been up for a few hours watching Heifetz and Piatigorsky VHS and just practicing his bow arm and thinking about his thumb. And he would impart that excitement to us over the breakfast table that he discovered something about his wrist.
In this next excerpt, you'll hear him talk about the craft and magic of violin making.
Yeah, which are always developing, you know, ideals for instruments. Mm-hmm. I've found that what I'm looking for now in a violin is not what I thought I was looking for 10 years ago. And I'm not only looking for one thing either. Mm-hmm. I'm always surprised by a finished instrument. And there are aspects that I had hoped for, and there are aspects that I had hoped for that are there, and there are aspects that are not there. Mm-hmm. And then there are things that I had not even imagined which are there. And so I learn also per instrument what the possibilities are. Mm-hmm. with my process. There's something magical about the process. Mm-hmm. That it has not needed to be changed, that it's sprung almost fully formed from Andrea Amati.
Finally, he talks about the importance of players understanding their instruments.
I'm amazed at how little I knew of the process as a musician. Mm-hmm. And I see that often with musicians. It's really not, there's not that much that you need to, I think if you just go through once and see the process from finish to end, you'll learn so much about how your violin functions. I mean, I can imagine that. I mean, I barely was aware that I had a sound post in my cello, you know, as a teenager, and that the fingerboard might need that the arching of my cello was affecting its tone, that the F holes. You can so easily focus just on the technical aspects of playing, and I find now as a cellist, I'm really enriched as a musician, being more aware of how that wood is vibrating and what I'm hearing and how what I can do to affect that and how much is coming from the instrument itself.
The full episode is available in both video and podcast form wherever you listen to podcasts. The full transcript is available at the same link in the description. On my podcast website, you can sign up for my podcast newsletter to get sneak peeks of upcoming guests.